So as we come into our time of meditation, I'd like to share some reflections with you. And you might, if you're comfortable, try just closing your eyes during my reflections to just see if you can take it in a different way. I've been asking myself a lot lately this question: how can we stay present to what's happening in the world without giving in to despair and hopelessness? Being present to what's happening in the world right now is really hard. It's important to acknowledge that pain and sometimes even despair to ourselves, to our friends. This is difficult. I think that one way that we can stay better grounded is by really limiting our exposure to the news. We're not choosing to be ignorant, but I don't think that our nervous systems were ever really equipped to take in so much complex, sometimes catastrophic, frightening, and confusing news all day long. A constant diet of despair is not nourishing. And it's really a spiritual discipline not to do that. So no matter how serious the news is on any given day, and it has been very serious lately, it's not the entire story. And it's certainly not the last word. We have to look around and see what else is true. See what else is out there. There are good things being done by good people. And it behooves us to take that in as well. So hope is really critical. I'd like to share with you one of my favorite poems by Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard. A sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chilliest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity. It asked a crumb of me, but freely given. So she likens the concept of hope to a bird that's always present in the human soul. The feathers are soft and gentle to the touch, but they are also strong in flight, even on the tiniest of birds. The bird's song is special because there aren't words for anyone to understand rationally. It's as if hope is pure song, pure feeling, a deep-seated longing that we can access at any time, merely by stopping, by pausing, and by being present in this very moment. The bird sings the sweetest when the going gets rough, when the gale starts to blow. Its voice can still be heard despite the noise at the height of the storm. So hope can be one of our choices. We can still see what needs our attention. We can focus our hearts, our imaginations, and our energy on what we want to create. We can stay focused on our greatest hope for this life. I think it's also critical that we keep an eye toward the long view. We don't know what's going to happen. It's too soon to tell. How we want to live in contrast to the ugliness is really important. In addition to holding hope, we need to insist on joy where we can find it. It's not heretical to experience joy when others are suffering. Joy is a critical piece of human resilience. I've learned that from Viktor Frankl, from Nelson Mandela, and many, many others. And so now we are being called upon to be present to the world with its weaknesses and its pain, but also to wake up every morning and say, I see it, and I still care. So how can we care for ourselves on a daily basis and still ask, how might I relieve the suffering of others? Some of you may have noticed the mind has gotten busy, engaged in thinking and planning, perhaps some judgment. It's really quite normal. So just gently telling the mind, not now, and bringing yourself back to this beautiful, spacious, wide open moment right here. No past, no future. Just breathing right into this space. So what would it be like right now just to come back? Come back to the body. Come back to the breath. Come back to this precious moment right here and right now.